Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, July 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers open up an important road trip week in Tampa Bay, but they fall to the Rays on Monday night at Tropicana Field 2-1. Former Brewer number one draft choice Jake Odorizzi getting the win, working seven innings, allowing a run on three hits. The run coming in on a Mark Reynolds solo home run in the third inning. James Loney delivered a two-out, two-run single in the sixth against loser Kyle Loesch that held up as the final margin because Odorizzi says his game plan worked like a charm.
Yeah, I threw more sliders just because it looks fastball-ish, and then a lot of splits today. So that was just our game plan going in. The slider was it was a really big pitch, and I hadn't been using it that much in past outings. But with eight righties in the lineup, I knew it was going to be a big kind of a swing point today, and it was really good.
Brewer manager Ron Renicki says the offense has really been spotty of late.
Well, it's tough when you're not consistent scoring runs, and we realize when we come up against real good pitching, we realize we're not going to score a lot of runs. But I still think that we have enough guys that we should be able to scratch out more than three hits and more than one run.
Brewers now 59-48, their lead in the NL Central down to a game and a half over idle St. Louis. Matt Garza will be on the hill in game two of the series on Tuesday night. While the Cardinals were idle, the Pirates keep closing, and they're just a couple of games back. Pittsburgh beating San Francisco 5-0, scored four runs in the first, and that was more than enough for Vance Worley through a complete game four-hit shutout for manager Clint Hurdle.
He's prepared. He's not doing anything he hasn't been capable of doing before. His confidence is playing. The command is what's showing up. He's been good throughout his career. He works quick. He throws strikes. There's some downhill angle to his fastball. The cutter plays for him, all of it, just the on and off.
Cincinnati Reds have been way off since the All-Star break. They've lost 9 out of 10 now, and they fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1 in 15 innings. Nick Ahmad ends a long night with the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 15th.
I thought it was going to be a short one and quick one, and ended off 15 innings. So for the most part, it was pretty quick for 15 innings, but it feels good to come up with the victory.
Cubs come up with a victory, beat Colorado 4-1. Tsuyoshi Wada, seven innings for his first career victory on the mound. Atlanta shut out San Diego 2-0. Miami rallies past Washington 7-6. The Nationals had a 6-0 lead, but the Marlins score four in the ninth. Jeff Baker with a walk-off RBI single, capping a heck of a comeback for manager Mike Redmond.
I don't know if I've seen, I'd have to really think about a better one or a bigger one than that. Collectively, those bats we put together from the seventh inning on were tremendous.
Travis d'Arnaud hitting a three-run home run as the Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-1. And it was in the American League, Toronto 14-1 over Boston. Texas beating the Yankees 4-2. Rangers scored four runs in the fifth. Derek Jeter went 3-for-4 for New York. And that moves him past Karl Yastrzemski into seventh place all-time on the hit list at 3,420. Houston pounds out four home runs in a 7-3 victory over the Oakland A's. Trading deadline approaching. It'll be on Thursday in Major League Baseball. On Monday, the Chicago Cubs send second baseman Darwin Barney to the L.A. Dodgers for a player to be named later. Minor League Baseball, Fort Wayne beat the Timber Rattlers 6-4. Wisconsin had a 4-0 lead getaway. Wraps up a road trip. Wisconsin back home hosting Kane County at Fox City Stadium at 7:05. In the Northwoods League, Battle Creek ended the Green Bay Bullfrogs' five-game winning streak, a 3-2 victory. Frogs in Battle Creek again on Tuesday night. And in the Northeast Wisconsin League, Sheboygan A's beat Oshkosh 3-2. Derek Lumens went eight innings, giving up four hits. The A's now 38-14 overall, 13-4 in the NEW League. That's just a half game behind Menasha with a couple of games to go. They host Manitowoc at Wildwood Tuesday night at 7:30. And if they win, could be in a position for the regular season title with a game against Menasha on Wednesday. Green Bay Packers put on the pads for the first time at training camp on Monday, a 2.5-hour session. Afterwards, head coach Mike McCarthy, what'd you think?
I thought the energy was good. You know, the structure of the practice was solid. But it's pads. I mean, we're not totally coordinated, and I mean, we got a lot of work to do. And I thought the pressure periods were very challenging on both sides. So there'll be good quality film to learn from this. But I mean, it's really still the first day of pads. So I'm not ready to play a game. That's for sure.
Veteran guard Josh Sitton has done this before and was asked if it was fun to start hitting again.
I mean, fun's a little strong, but. There's definitely something in the air when the pads come on for the first time. You know, it's exciting. So people are flying around. First day, you're knocking the rust off. You know, it's difficult to get those pads set the way you need to the first day. So that'll come, and yeah, it's definitely some excitement about it.
Players have a day off on Tuesday. They return to training camp on Wednesday. Detroit Lions will not negotiate with Ndamukong Suh until after the season. The Detroit Free Press reports Detroit will hold off new contract talks with the defensive tackle until the 2014 season is complete. There's some NBA news. A judge has denied Donald Sterling's attempt to block the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers. The judge says Sterling's wife, Shelley, acted appropriately when she negotiated the sale of the team. Shelley Sterling, after that court ruling.
It was the best thing, and the court system came through whatever they thought was equitable and fair, and they judged on that.
After the NBA banned Sterling for life and ordered the sale of the team, his wife agreed to sell to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. Washington, D.C. attorney Michelle Roberts has been voted as the new executive director of the NBA Players Association, the first female to head up a major sports union. And the Los Angeles Lakers finally have a coach in place. They've turned to one of their own, former Laker guard Byron Scott, agreeing to a four-year, $17 million deal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.